כתבי בעל הסולם, עמוד 807.
$480 in Kabbalah for the students. We are writing in Kabbalah for the students, 480. The introduction to the mouth of a sage. We're starting with the words, "It is written." It's written in the words of our sages.
Second column in the Hebrew.
It's the second paragraph.
Ah, okay. So I just want to say that we discover more and more problems, questions in the organization, the way we arrange things, how to do it, and everyone has to understand it. It relates to you. If we won't have everyone thinking this way, we won't have connection. A person that doesn't think this won't advance. It's a must. It's a must for each and every one. You see, so we're now headed toward the Congress. We have to do this and that. Maybe we should behave this way. Maybe we should organize things this way. Each one has to feel that he's responsible about it, that it depends on him. He has to make sure that at least in his thought, he has to try to solve this problem. Otherwise, there's no place for connection between him and the group. That's very important. And I'm telling you that the groups all over the world are advancing much faster than you are. Maybe it's also because of the distance. They feel that if they don't take care of themselves, who will? Let's move on.
The writings of Baal HaSulam, introduction to the book from the mouth of a sage. We're starting with the paragraph, "It is written in the words of our sages." It's written in the words of our sages, in the Zohar, and the Tikkunim, that all the upper worlds and all the holy sefirot of the five works worlds, Ak and Abiyah, have been prepared ahead of time and quantity, and they're all the names of the Creator. Accordingly, all that we should attain, we should not define by name. You should know clearly that the secret of the names of the holy names are the secret of the attainments that attained from him and from his servants, the prophets and the righteous, each according to his ways, and the secret of the writing. And me and your people are more than all the people on this land. And this wonderment comes to us by the receiving of the Torah and the observance of the mitzvot. At first, on the way of revelation, which has the virtue to purify our bodies and increase our souls to an extent that we are worthy of attaining all the world and all the future according to his names. And this is the whole reward that is meant for the souls to come. Although also in this world, as it is written in the Gemara, you shall see your world in your lifetime.
Yes, Moshe.
I have one question that for some time I don't understand. On one hand, it's all the names of the Creator, this process towards adhesion. On the other hand, there's nothing that comes out of simplicity in the reading.
Again, start from the beginning.
On one hand, everything is the names of the Creator. It's all a process that a person goes through. It's a process, it's not a story, but it's a process that a person goes through of the souls that are getting closer.
Yes.
On the other hand, what does it mean that what is written is not coming out of simplicity? There's the simplicity of the reading.
Simplicity, meaning the way Baal HaSulam explains it, pshat is the highest degree. It's undressed from all the clothes, meaning sod, drush, and remez, the different interpretations of the words, and you reach the simple meaning, which is all kli and light that are revealed in a mutual completion. That's pshat.
I'm not asking what is pshat. I'm asking what does it mean that the mikra is not come out from its simplicity.
It's probably when you can't read the words and say that's what the Torah speaks about. The Torah doesn't talk about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob living like Bedouins somewhere, running around in all these places. The Torah talks about the souls, the spiritual vessels. They are what's being revealed. Now you can ask, so what was their history? Did it happen or didn't it happen? That's a question. I don't want to tell you if it happened or didn't happen. Depends with respect to whom. Each one reveals the way he reveals. Just as now you reveal something, so does it exist or not? It says it's an imaginary world, so it's imaginary or does it exist? 2,000 years ago, did something happen or not? Do we find archaeological diggings or don't we? Was there a temple or wasn't there? Or just as it's written, that every spiritual phenomenon has to come down to a corporeal branch. A spiritual root has to reach as a corporeal branch. But what is a corporeal branch? We're talking about my senses. It's what's being revealed to me. Does it really exist in the true perception of reality? Was it there in the past, present, future? I can't. Do you understand? There's no way to explain this to a person. Only the one who attains. He sees that it's not the way he thought about it before. And there's no question anymore. Did it exist or not? It's just different vessels. Yes.
So when you get to talk about such topics, does it place it in a place of the question and not enter the directions?
Yes, because he can't explain anything to a person anymore. Even an imaginary world, who will agree to that? Even these relationship between time, space, and motion, existing or not existing. Without Einstein and all this physics, people would think we're crazy. And even they don't really understand what's going on. Yes. It's a problem. There is the limit of the corporeal perception of reality we think we're in, and we want to grab it all in this corporeal form. And there is no possibility. How can you explain this to people? Even about astrophysics, all the space and all this, these black holes and all these things. What do we know? We don't know anything. Because we don't know how we perceive reality. All we know is the way we perceive something that seems to us as if it's outside of us. But I perceive it inside me. Is there anything outside of me? I don't know. I only perceive the phenomenon inside me. I can't compare inside me and outside me. It's such a mess. You can't come out of it. So it's good to say like a few spicy things to people. So you shake them a little bit, but an answer that will be clear for them, we have none.
What
did you find?
ספר שנקרא מחשבות חרות.
In a book that's called The Thought of Chavutz. It's written, and when the Lord came back to Zion, we were like dreamers. As for the truth that will be revealed, that's how all the matters that are considered in this world will be. As for truth, also will become an imagination, because the totality of this world is called the world of lies. For even the truths in it are false. And the real truth cannot be attained in it, but one who will come to the degree where he will be adapted from the fruit of his deeds in the next world, in this world, meaning that he will see his world in his lifetime. He wants to say that he will attain the world of truth in his lifetime, in this corporeal life.
As if it's clear. Okay, let's continue.
We're continuing with the introduction to the book from the mouth of a sage. This explains to us why he calls the 613 mitzvot 613 councils in several places in the Zohar. And in many other places in the Zohar, he calls the 613 mitzvot 613 deposits. This is so because at first one must keep the Torah and mitzvot in order to purify his body and enhance his soul. At that time, the 613 mitzvot are as 613 counsels for him, meaning tips by which to gradually purify and be awarded coming before the king and receiving the light of his face. This is because keeping Torah and mitzvot gradually purify him until he is rewarded with the light of the king's face. Also, it is written similarly in the Gemara, what does the Creator care if one slaughters at the throat or slaughters in the back of the neck? Rather, we were given the Torah and mitzvot only to purify Israel. However, after one has been sufficiently purified and merits the light of the king's face, one's eyes and soul open, and he is awarded the attaining the 613 sacred lights found in the 613 mitzvot. These are his holy names, the ones he can attain. By keeping each of the mitzvot, one takes the part of the light deposited in that mitzvah. Since the mitzvah is the kli where the light is clothed, meaning a holy name that belongs specifically to that mitzvah. This is the meaning of mitzvah is a candle and the Torah light. At that time he calls the 613 mitzvot 613 commandments, deposits. It is like one who deposits good stones and gems in a vessel and says to his loved one, take this kli for yourself, but guard it from thieves and robbers. Thus, they only speak of the vessel, but their primary intention is the precious stones deposited there.
Questions? You know, we're talking from the perspective of the kelim, the vessels. That's what we can talk about. But about the fulfillment, we have no words. Only from the perspective of the kli we approach. Just like in this world, as a result of that, we cannot talk about emotions. Because emotions, each one feels his own way. But we can talk about emotions, but we can't compare them. We can't measure them. Is this clear? Okay. Yes.
If I could ask a small question to continue what Niv was asking earlier. If the sin of Adam HaRishon weren't to happen,
how would you reveal anything?
What would happen?
Nothing. I don't know what would be. I don't even know if it would have a system, if it would have a career. I don't know anything. The whole system is complete from beginning to end. If you say some action wasn't there in the middle of or in the final action, so you wouldn't have anything.
that's the state that we're supposed to reach from below upwards.
The way you attain it is the way you attain it, but I'm talking about the system in as a whole. If something of it, even the smallest detail, wouldn't exist, the whole system wouldn't exist.
So in practice, it's not sin, it's perfection also, that action.
Yeah, of course. It's written about it. We call it a sin, but no one sins. There are no sins, nothing. Everything is made only to reveal the upper force. That's all. It's us. We're here making these petty calculations. I sinned, I didn't sin. What will happen to me? What won't happen to me? Of course, the real calculation is not this way. Well,
a Kabbalist who writes such things is in the end of correction. He is already, there's no one else besides him. Everything is good that does good, I assume.
I guess.
So what does he write? The holy names. There's no other reality but one force that exists in reality.
You're asking me about, I don't know, I'm not there, whatever he is.
So what does he call the holy names? Everything's the holy names.
He writes it for us. He's trying to explain this to us in a deterministic way. Small cuts, small places so we can understand. Small degrees. Everything has place, has time, has motion and transition from one place to another. Otherwise, he can't explain anything to you. He can't talk about perception, perfection, because we don't have the ability to perceive it. So this way he explains. So he has to explain about the shattering and the process of the shattering. He starts from the four phases of direct light. And it's all with respect to us, for us. Does it exist with the respect to the Creator? No. You can say that there is a world of Insof and the light of Insof that fills Machod Insof. Except for that, there is nothing. Once he decided it will happen, it happened. And that's it. Everything is scrutinized in the thought. But for us to explain and to bring us to take part with it so that we'll feel ourselves ultimately this way with respect to the Creator, so they have to open it. The entire reality exists only with respect to our attainment. Corruptions are there for us to correct what? Our attainment, our perception, to develop our perception. Nothing else do we do. Everything is in the thought. We call it the thought of creation. That's where we exist. With it, we combine, we connect until we are completely interconnected. Yes.
So what is that treasure of gems that he's talking about? How do we take this now to our new state that we're connected, all of us?
When we, in the connection between us, have to reveal all the actions of connections, where we, in them, will reveal the upper light, called the Creator in an advanced way. That's what we should do. We have nothing else. And it's all with respect to us. Shattered, existing, changing, doing all these tricks with us, every moment, with us together, with the entire humanity. It's all for us to learn how to take a few steps forward towards Him. Of course, He has prepared it all. He does it all. But we, when we think we do something, as a result, we grow like children. That's it.
No.
Well, go ahead, Yochai.
Good morning, my teacher.
Oh, I can hear you. Yes.
Rev, this whole world is a lie. One big lie, right?
It's a lie, but not the way you think of it. It's something else. what seems to you to exist, and many people here are active, good, bad, everyone are thieves, as you say, everyone's a criminal, like you say. No, it's all the Creator. It's only that He shows you the opposite. That's why the world is false. You have to discover that behind all these lies stands the good and benevolent God.
And also to demand something real is that lie that's inside there.
True, that's true. And you have to also understand that it's something the Creator is doing. He's like winding a spring. Don't you like this demon inside?
He controls, that's it.
Very well.
I have nothing to do with that. Nothing.
That's true. And at the same time, why does he control you this way? For you to need a different force against it. That's it.
But even if I ask that force, it's the same thing.
It's not the same thing. You will feel it comes from one origin, but it divides into good and bad. And you discover good and bad. First, you discover the evil, the bad, for you to demand for good. So you'll distinguish between good and bad.
That, Rav, it's all me.
You exist.
Well, there's nothing real. Why don't you understand me?
What do you mean it's not real? Whatever you feel is reality, is truth. It's for you to discern between good and evil. And this way you'll advance to understand the Creator, to attain the Creator. It's essential. It's a must. All this thing is essential. As much as our actions seem so small and wrong, and look at this rubbish we're dealing with, specifically out of there, a big flower blossoms, grows.
But will there at some point be something real?
Yeah, soon. Danny, you have a song about soon. Okay, I didn't let Lvov ask today. Where are they? And they have five people, so go ahead and ask. If you have a question. If you don't have, you can just say good morning.
Boker Tov.
All right. Toronto. Are they still here? Is still six? Three. Okay, it's too late over there. They went to sleep.
We're here, Rav.
No.
Well, go ahead, Dima.
I want to say to Yehi that the most real thing is the friends. We will make it together, friends.
Yofi.
Good. L'chaim. Take him away. Wait, Riga has seven? What's wrong with Riga? Show us Riga. Wow. Yeah, well, you have a question, Riga? Okay, they're making the fool. You see this fat friend? Okay, all the rest are Turkey. Turkish group. They didn't talk with us today. Nice.
United Virtual Group.
United Virtual Group. And today we didn't ask Zichron. Poor guy, Zichron, yeah. Arik. You have a question?
No, we just wanted to say good morning. We prepared for you to turn to us. We really respect this and we respect you. Good morning.
Thank you. I'm just asking everyone, we have to think how we connect. What problems do we have? First, how do we connect the beginners and us to one Congress? For beginners, we have to show practical things. These small things, you already know how to tell them in the campus. What attracts them? What's understood to them? And for ourselves, we have to do something completely different. It's connection. In such a high degree, heartful degree, internal degree that is not clear for beginners and it repels them, and even for us it's a bit repelling. So how can we connect these two things in one Congress?
You'll
see.
I want to touch upon a few things that have to do with connection. You will beat the inclination with cunning. There's a certain article I think I heard once.
Yes.
I think about that a lot. Connection is very important. I'm pretty excited to say this. I've wondered whether I should say this. There's something in the feeling. And if I look at the friends as a body, like you say, a body or bodies, really, not people who speak, not how they look. I feel something else internal that happens. It's very important for me to know if this is right, what I'm feeling, meaning when I don't look at them as bodies, everything seems to me as good.
No one can tell you this. It's your own feeling. Who can examine your feeling and say? Only you can. You yourself.
There's something that's happening that...
I understand, but no one can go in there and pick in your feeling and say if your feeling is correct or not. Only you can do it. No one is allowed to do it, even if someone could. That's your internal work. Dnieper.
Thank you. Rav, a question. I'm a little confused. A minute.
За что? Напомню.
Just a second, Rev. Yesterday in the meal, you said that for small groups, it's an existential need to connect this way. So could you talk about this more? This is very important, that if a group starts to brew within it, nothing good will come out of it. So it's a certain process of incorporation now. So how do we implement this correctly? And why is this important?
I don't know out of what I said. I don't know what you perceive, but I'll just say that the principle is just to always be in diffusion. Diffusion in Hebrew, you say piapua. So being diffusion, to always spread out and go as much as you can, go into it and search for the connections between everyone. This is the way we grow. We don't grow because each one is so great. You grow by the connection. You finish a connection one degree, you raise it to another degree. You finish that degree, you go on. Meaning, until we finish our connections, we won't be raised higher. That's something you have to know. One more thing is, what did he ask?
Ma?
What?
About the incorporation with small groups and how to do that.
Eli, what did he say?
He talked about the need that small groups to incorporate with bigger groups. Between groups and how to do that correctly.
I can't say. On the one hand, a group has to guard itself. It's always this way. In our work, we always have one way and the other. The group has to guard itself. It has to connect and unite as much as it can. At the same time, you have to stay open for other groups, to integrate with other groups, connect with them. And so it will be this way and that way. That's how our body exists, this way and all these, everything. I don't have much to add here. You have to see it, to be in both. The whole problem in the spiritual work is that it has to be in two opposite directions, in everything. Find this article. We have a few articles. That's the whole difficulty. That there's a verse. Yitzchak will be the son, your son, and descendants will come from that, and you have to sacrifice him. It's the opposite. If one contradicts the other, but you have to keep both. How do you do that? By building two levels. Both this and that. That's faith above reason. That's the way it is entirely. That's it. Now, yes.
There are 10 friends together in Romania right now. They gathered specifically for the convention. They just forgot to bring their microphone.
Well,
and their question is, during the convention and also during the lesson, how to get rid of the alien thoughts and be constantly concentrated and think about the friends that are around.
Oh, yeah, we see the Romanians. Yeah, very good.
How to constantly be concentrated on the right intention of connection between us in the convention.
Be connected to everyone. That's the best. How can I come out of my problems? When I go into some place, a party or something, and I start forgetting about myself, do it this way. Stop thinking that they have to care for themselves. Don't care for yourself. Care for others. That will make you grow and grow without any problems. If you're taking care of problems of others, you have no problems. You take it. You take his problems upon yourself. Vilnius.
A question from the whole Baltic question, which has 3 tens that are included in it, 12 friends in each ten. So this is a question that was heard from Zaza not too long ago. The question is how to raise the importance of the morning lesson so that the friends that can't observe so they don't feel like it's rejected, those who don't have a framework. What concrete things can we do in order to raise the importance of the morning lesson, on the other hand, not reject those who cannot take upon themselves a full framework?
Can they see it during the day? Can they connect to you somehow during the day? Can you arrange a meeting for everyone for 15 minutes, maybe even 30 minutes during the day, or twice 15 minutes during the day? If you can, this can, meaning don't lose the connection. You have to have a connection every 24 hours. Do that. Okay. Latin America.
Ken.
Yes.
Sentimos muy fuerte la pregunta de Niv respecto de la.
We feel very powerfully Niv's question about the Klipot. So the question is, how are we supposed to be concerned with revelation of the Klipot before the convention in order to come with some desire for correction? Or do we need to make it so that the Creator will decide for us and show us the way?
To maybe you should care, talking about caring about breaking the kelim. Maybe so we'll have what to correct? No. We only need to take care of the good things. Don't care about the klipot. Don't think about it at all. Just about connection. And only out of our tendency towards connection, when the states that are opposite of connection will be revealed, then they will become the klipot. Do you hear this? The klipot are the forces that don't let you connect, and that's all. Because it's a result of the shattering of the kli of Adam Rishon. And no other thoughts. I want to have a good time, to eat, to dance, something. That's not a klipa. It's not a klipa. No. Do you understand me, Niv? That's it. If I want to do it with the friends, it's a correction. A correction. Why not? It may be. It depends on your intention. But I say again, the klipat doesn't... It's not what it seems to us as a non-ethical action. Or something like that, an immoral action. Common people can say that, but we're talking only about connection and only with respect to the connection. That's it. That's a correction. That's a corruption only with respect to that. There are no other discernments. There are none. Clear? That's why the way Kabbalists look at it, the opinion of the Torah is the opposite of the landlords. The only question is, love thy friend as yourself or not. That's why the way the Kabbalists looks at people, at human beings, is different. Okay, we have Moscow. Wait up. Moscow.
Yes, so this is the question, Rav. You said that groups grow not from one time jumps, but from unity. Throughout the day, we have several meetings between the tens. How should we... Can we reveal in this incorporation, this connection in these meetings?
I don't understand this question.
Throughout the day, there is now a schedule of meetings between tens of the world kli.
Well,
no.
Throughout the day, we meet three times.
Okay.
How should we make these meetings go by so that they will feel like this is the integration of the tens and not just some formal meeting that I should mark off for me?
I have no answer. look at the articles by Rabash, the way the meeting should go. And where are you asking this? Are you completely confused or what? Okay, Jerusalem.
Sof sof.
At last.
You deserve it. Why? Well, look at your group.
I love you. I've never told you to send this. You don't know how much I love you.
That's not enough for me to give you the mic.
No, it's not for that. My question is like this. We are the coarsest of the names. My question is, if we are in a big number of friends,
yes,
and compared to that, the previous souls had stronger kelim. They were a small number of those who study Kabbalah, and they would travel. Why was it like that?
Why is it like that? Because there was no need for more corrections. There was a Kabbalist in his generation, or a few, and that's it. It was enough. It wasn't the time of correction. It was a time of preparation. Now we're going into the time of correction. Everything we had before us was only the preparation for correction. From now on, well, Baal HaSulam says it's a bit earlier, because he sees these things as they're on in the stove. But we're in the first action. What do you think? We're doing the action? It's being done on us. We do something, we suggest something. Of course not. The upper force organizes us, gives each one his thoughts, his seeming disturbances, pushing us towards each other in all these ways, organize the Congress this way, that way, all these things. We're being worked on. Things that did the current previous generations. We have to discuss very well how we can aid this upper action that the Creator is doing on us. How can we really be with Him together?
Yeah.
All right. So, you should finally... barely five people in Jerusalem. What's with that? Make sure that you make your group bigger. Look at Be'er Sheva. Look how many people. Well, let them bless us. He's showing his fist. I'm afraid of him. As if he wants to say, just wait up. What do you want to ask? Be'er Sheva.
The question is, can you get more precise about the matter of the... Because sometimes you say that we have to turn with everything to the Creator, and sometimes... Well, you have to have a deficiency to turn to the Creator. And also, but when Yochai said that the moment I... how should we turn to the Creator correctly? In short,
turning to the Creator in the right way, you can do in a very simple way. Do it for the society, nothing else. If you address Him this way, you're asking for the friends, for the group, for the society in general, everything's going to be okay. He's going to hear you. Your deficiency will be accepted, and you'll hear and you'll get the answer for this prayer. That's all.
La 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 la